And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 26th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 2 and verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now, they'd run out of wine. It was the wedding feast at Cana, and they had no wine left. And Mary said to the servants, "Just do what Jesus tells you to do." Now, remember, faith begets faith. In other words, the more faith you exercise, the more faith you receive. I can hear someone saying, "What is faith?" Well, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. St. Augustine said, "Faith is to believe what you cannot see. But the reward of that faith is to see what you believed." How do you get more faith? Well, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more time you spend with Jesus, the more faith you will receive. You see, faith is a doing word. It's not a noun. It's not like a table or a chair. It's an action word. Now, Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Faith requires action. Those servants were told to fill 6 water pots full of water. That was 720 liters of water. Can you imagine what those servants must have thought? Is he mad? We've run out of wine, not out of water. But what happened? The water was turned into the finest wine that they had at the wedding feast. I remember planting in the dust. I know many of you have heard that story, but you need to hear it again this morning. The rain took a very long time. It just wasn't coming. I only had limited equipment. We had just started farming. Small little 2-row planter instead of these massive 8 and 10 row planters they have these days. I had to put in 100 hectares of seed corn, seed maize. I felt the Lord telling me very strongly, "Start planting." But Lord, we don't plant until the rain comes. Plant. So I got the drivers out. They had to wear goggles. It was so dusty they couldn't see where they were going. The neighbors thought we had lost it completely. But you know what happened? Eventually the rain did come. But it came so heavy, other farmers couldn't get into the fields to plant. And our maize crop was coming up beautiful, strong, and even. We had a bumper crop that year. Just do what he tells you to do, and he will do the rest. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and goodbye.